Whether you're a knowledge worker or someone who leads them, you need the proper skills. Leadership, communication, teamwork, emotional intelligence, strategy, and tactics. This is the place to learn them. My name is Jose, and I'm a product manager and coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit josemoda.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemoda.net. Back to the show. Today's topic is about asking good questions. If you're a knowledge worker, asking questions is essential, a true staple in your toolkit. In order to gain knowledge, you ask questions. The difficult thing about asking questions is to know which ones to ask. Many people start by being afraid of asking altogether. The moment that they understand how questions are asked, the task just becomes a whole lot easier. So the question becomes how to ask good questions in order to draw out the knowledge that we're seeking to learn. One of the possibilities is through the 5W1H questions. These are question words in the English language. So let's start. The 5 W's are who, what, when, where, and why. The H stands for how. These are excellent questions because they're open questions. They don't reduce the answer to a simple yes or no, or maybe a simple number or a simple word. It really does invite for a much more open dialogue. Consider the example of a product team that's trying to understand a problem and a solution. Typically, the product manager is already hard at work trying to understand the customer problems. How does the manager come up with the right answers? Hey, just notice I am asking one of those questions already. So how does the product manager get to the answers that they're looking for? They reach to customers, they collect feedback, they gather metrics, and they try to find patterns, actual real problems, direct feedback from whoever uses the product, and they reach a conclusion. In order to do that, questions are asked. Let's say, for example, that a product manager reaches a customer directly. The conversation can go along the lines of, "Tell me what the problem is." Notice the what adverb right in there. What is your problem? What is it that you're trying to solve? What's the pain? What gains are you hoping to achieve by using our product? They'll answer it openly, especially because you're addressing a direct concern that they have when using the product. A potential prospect might also have those sorts of answers. We're trying to understand or establish a connection, a bridge between what a prospect is looking for in our product and what the product actually serves. The way to reach and build those bridges is by asking good questions. A customer might be saying, "I'm looking to solve this in my life." Immediately, the product manager or the salesman will say, or rather, ask, "What is that specific problem? Describe me your problem." And they'll start telling about what their problem is, and then they can go back and forth and saying, "Well, our product does this," and then ask, "How does this feature help you solve your problem?" Make sense? It's not really a closed question, mind you. There's a difference between asking, "Does this feature solve your problem?" versus, "How does this feature solve your problem?" It is the difference between asking a good question and getting a much better outcome in the sales funnel or not having it altogether. If the person just says no, then you're done. Unless you go further and say, "Well, what else can we do?" Well, maybe that's a good question, but it's much more fluent, much better to keep on asking open questions. That is the fundamental principle behind 5W1H. It's the fact that they're open and the fact that they are open to feedback, good answers, and actually you develop even more questions based on open answers. That is a great way to evolve a conversation into an outcome. If you close the questions, you close the loop. If you open the questions, you open the loop. So my suggestion, if you're building knowledge or if you're trying to solve a problem, the bottom line, ask open questions and offer open answers too. Because you can say, or rather ask a question, an open question, you get an answer, and then you either summarize what they're saying or you ask even more questions. When you start summarizing more than what you're asking, that means that you're reaching a convergence. Maybe you're agreeing with the prospect that there is an opportunity and you're clearly stating what that convergence looks like. Or you're actually closing a deal. Or you're clarifying with everyone else in the team what is it that you're doing. If you're planning a sprint or an iteration and you're trying to look for exactly what to build, you will ask questions to whoever, product owner, a customer, a client, it doesn't matter. Start by asking open questions. You diverge your field of view. You open yourself up. And then when you feel like you should be converging with the answers that you're provided, then you start summarizing and you'll start enumerating the conclusions that you're reaching. By summarizing, you're giving the other person a chance to review and to sign off on those conclusions. At the very end, hopefully, you'll be strong enough to build a plan of action. So to summarize my point, asking good questions is a terrific way of gathering information, collecting data, gathering insights, to then execute a plan or propose a plan, come up with a solution that everyone can agree with. Remember, a good question at the very end, if you're building a proposal or suggesting a plan, is what do you think about it? That's an open question too. Instead of saying like, is this a good plan? You're getting a yes or no. Instead, asking what do they think, they will be open about it. And more insights will be collected until you agree on something tangible, executable, feasible. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josemoda.net and I'll answer it. Make it a great one.